Fred Film Radio, New York Film Festival, United States.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at the 57th New York Film Festival. Today we are here with the protagonist of The Trader, Pierfrancesco Favino. Good morning and thank you for being with us today.
Thanks very much.
I would like to start asking you how you prepare for this difficult role, where you are asked not only to speak Sicilian dialect and Brazilian Portuguese, but also to show the nuances of Tommaso Buscetta trying to speak Italian with Judge Falcone, for instance.
Well, that's one of the levels of the work. It's been a long research, starting from the interviews he made, from the videos and that I could find. And it was kind of difficult because there's not a lot of footage about him. I managed to find some recordings. He has a very particular way of speaking. You can listen to it on YouTube, for example. And he didn't really want to show through his way of speaking that he was a Sicilian, so he was always trying to, in a way, to put up an idea of himself, to put a distance between his origins and what he wanted to be. So a lot of influences of the Portuguese he speak because he was living in Brazil, or also some of the American that he had learned here in New York or around the world, were also part of this bizarre and very personal sound that he had. Then, depending on who he was speaking to, he wanted to disguise himself as an actor, trying to be at the level of the people he was speaking to. For example, with Prosecutor Falcone, that's what he did. He was trying to be to sound cultivated. So that was one of the aspects, but it tells you a lot about the man, so about his psychology, about what he would have liked to look like and how he wanted people to perceive him.
How did you work with Marco Bellocchio? Was everything scripted, or did you work with him on the dialogues?
Well, we started with a very, very good script, but then it grew into a lot of improvisations going on with the research that we made, or also getting to know new things. For example, all of the Brazilian part of the movie was shot at the end of it, and by the time that we decided to go there, and so things were changed also, given the fact that maybe the movie needed something different from what it was scripted. Then the dialogues sometimes changed, thanks to the improvisations with the other actors or new things that came out of the research.
Which was the most challenging scene where you felt closest to the feelings of the character you were playing?
Well, I don't know. It's always difficult for an actor to say if he feels close to the character. I don't really know what it means. I mean,
what I was trying to ask you is that, for instance, you shoot some of this scene inside of the tribunal, and you know, like, obviously you are playing a character, and this is all fiction, but at the same time you are in those places. Yeah. And I guess you know, you perceive these kind of feelings, yeah. And in some way, you know, like, you were like even able to capture even better the feelings and the acting of that character.
Well, yeah, that was really helpful. Being in the real courtroom where that thing happened was kind of, it was emotional. And luckily, the first day that I was there, I wasn't shooting. So, but I had a weird reaction as soon as I stepped in. My heart started beating strongly, and I had been watching that videos for months. So once I stepped in, I was very struck by the place and the energy of the place. Then there were moments where I felt that I was closer to the feelings of the man when he cries about for the death of his children, and when he feels guilty about that. It's not that I empathized with them, because I don't think that I really sympathized with them, but I could understand what the man was feeling, and I believed him in that moment. There were moments in the movie where, as a human being, I didn't believe him, but there were others in which I could really, really rely on what he was leaving, and and using my voice to give him words. You know, an actor has always to step back, and this is what I always try to do. It's not my judgment towards him that I have to put on stage, or on the screen. But then, when you talk about those kind of people that are so controversial, it's very difficult to step aside sometimes. And in some cases, I felt that I could not only believe him, but understanding him.
Yes, because you were exposed to all these materials. What do you think made Buscetta starting collaborating with the state? The tortures he suffered in Brazil, or something deeper that moved him to reveal the secrets of mafia in Sicily?
Well, the tortures were way before he was captured. So the tortures belong to the moment where he was captured in Brazil in the 70s. He decided to collaborate in 1983. Mm-hmm. He didn't really have a big chance. I mean, he was being captured. The second mafia war had started. All of his family was slaughtered. If he had done the choice to go back to Italy and getting, you know, shot in a prison, he would have been killed, no doubt, in the prison, inside the jail. I think that he manipulated reality. I think that he was smart enough to change the plan and said, okay, I'm going to collaborate. I'm going to say that I am a man of honor. I'm not going to repent myself. But I'm going to talk about what mafia is, because mafia is not anymore what it used to be. So I'm not the guy who betrayed. You are the guys who betrayed. That was very smart. He was a very manipulative guy. It was a kind of strategical politician, and he knew exactly how to handle things. But it's a great move, the one that he did. Then if you ask me, what choices did he have? I think very few.
The movie was already screened in a lot of international festivals. Can you tell us something about the reaction of the audience?
Well, I expected the reactions in the court scenes especially to be what they are. It can be taken for a theatrical invention, for example, the way that the mafia people, the ways they had to delay the maxi trial. But if you go on YouTube and you watch the real footage, you would see that this is actually what happened. Of course, people would laugh at them because it looks unreal, but it looked unreal to us as well. Then in the end, I think that it might be kind of confusing for those who don't know that part of history, given the fact there are so many names that we know, but maybe people from other countries might not know. But the story of this man is a very clear one. He's a guy who wants to survive. He's a guy who embraces an idea of life and of a community, and then who feels betrayed by that community and wants to free himself. But the only way to get out of that group of people is to die, and while he wants to survive. And that's a very archetypical and tragic journey of every character, of every movie in every country.
Pier Francesco Favino is one of the most prolific and talented Italian actors of his generation. Thank you, Pier Francesco, for being with us today, and congratulations for this amazing movie and astonishing interpretation. From New York Film Festival 2019, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.